Thank you very much, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. I will be very brief to provide some updates from FAO and considering the relevance for the work in Geneva. Let me recall the key thematic highlights from the last session of COFO that some of you were there. The COFO discuss and provide inputs to forest sector innovation, scaling of agroforest and agriculture and agriculture and agroforestry linkages, enhancing the contribution of forest to bioeconomy, FAO Green Cities Initiative and the urban forestry, ecosystem restoration matters as part of the UN decade on ecosystem restoration, mainstreaming biodiversity in forestry, climate change and the integrated water management, wildfire management, FAO vision or roadmap for the next 6 years, and also implementation of the UNFF, United Nations Strategic Plan for Forest. So what, after the COFO, the FAO Green Cities Initiatives and Urban Forestry Works almost finalized, will be announced early next year. The same for FAO Forestry Roadmap. And also FRA 25, I think we will have a specific report on the FRA under the agenda item 5. These are the three key issues that happened after the COFO. Then the Forest Division established Forest Products Value Chain Task Force and also Forestry Innovation Task Force within the Forest Division with the participation of some experts from member countries as well. As you know, the next year we will celebrate the International Day of Forest globally. The subject would be the forest and foods. Regarding the wildfire, the first fire hub plenary will be held 10 to 12 June 25 in Rome. At regional level, again in line with the COFO recommendation decision, we are developing two guidelines, one on non-wood forest products-based value chain development, the other one is forest biodiversity mainstreaming. These are the key developments after the COFO. We have also several planned meetings, either by FAO or other organizations that we are planning to contribute. Again, we will start with International Day of Forest, then we have a FAO Council, then we have a UNFF session. During the UNFF session, we are planning to have 66th session of the Advisory Committee on Sustainable Forest-Based Industries. It should be confirmed. Then there is a World Congress on Agroforestry in Rwanda in May, again, that FAO is working with the team and will contribute. Then again, we have a FAO conference, FAO Council, then there is a high-level political forum on sustainable development, then Ramsar Convention meeting in Zimbabwe in July, and October we will have IUCN World Conservation Congress that we will also participate. This is the first part. Second part of the year, as you know, we have a 6 regional forestry commission which they need to have their session this year, including European Forestry Commission. Apart from Asia Pacific Forestry Commission, they will meet the first week of November. For the rest, we don't know exactly when we will be able to meet. But when I look at the November agenda, like this year, it's very busy. Probably for European Forestry Commission, we need to go for October rather than November, because November is already booked somehow. Maybe like this year, we will do it parallel with the COP, climate COP, but which is not a very good idea. So I'll try to look at the option in October. So this also just for your information, and tomorrow during the relevant agenda items, I will tell you a bit more about, sorry, the earliest one? Okay, I'm sorry. Can you help me? Yes. These are very brief updates from FAO and if you have any question, I would be more than happy to answer. Thank you very much.